This is KUNM. I'm Daniel Montano. Alec Baldwin was handed a loaded weapon by an assistant director who indicated it was safe to use in the moments before the actor fatally shot a cinematographer. That's according to court records that were released today. A search warrant filed in the Santa Fe court said the assistant director did not know the prop gun was loaded with live rounds. Cinematographer Halina Hutchins was shot in the chest. Director Joel Souza, who was standing behind her, was wounded. Hutchins grew up on a Soviet military base in the Arctic Circle and worked as an investigative reporter in Europe before studying film in Los Angeles. She identified herself on Instagram as a restless dreamer and an adrenaline junkie. According to her website, she grew up surrounded by reindeer and nuclear submarines. She received a graduate degree in international journalism from the Kiev National University in Ukraine, worked on British documentary productions in Europe, and graduated from the American Film Institute Conservatory in 2015. Her co-workers said beyond being an extremely talented artist, she's remembered for her magnetizing personality, for being warm and welcoming. She is survived by her husband, Matthew Hutchins, with whom she had a son. She was 42. An advisory panel on political redistricting has advanced three proposals for overhauling district boundaries in New Mexico's Democrat-dominated House of Representatives, giving special deference to the Native American communities of New Mexico. Two of the endorsed redistricting maps conform to proposals from indigenous nations and tribes in northwestern New Mexico, a celebrated cradle of ancient civilization where a recent decline in population threatens to disrupt and dilute majority Native American voting districts. The maps endorsed by the Citizens Redistricting Committee are non-binding. New Mexico's heavily Latino and Native American populations present unusual challenges in efforts to unite communities of interest and give minority voters a fair shot to elect candidates of their choice. Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham's campaign for re-election has amended its October campaign finance report and returned $4,200 to a corporate contributor after a donation exceeded limits set in a state statute. An opposition political committee titled Stop MLG highlighted the original $25,000 donation from Denver-based Intrepid Potash to Lujan Grisham. New Mexico caps campaign contributions at $20,800 in the course of a four-year election cycle. Intrepid Potash supplies water and minerals to the oil and natural gas industry and has a water rights case pending before the state Supreme Court. The Lujan Grisham campaign also amended its filing to identify previously undisclosed sources of four recent campaign contributions, including two donations totaling more than $10,000 from the government and public affairs arm of oil giant Chevron. Federal authorities say a North Dakota man is charged with second-degree murder in the decapitation killing this month of a man at his home on the Navajo Nation in the Four Corners area. A criminal complaint alleges 28-year-old Shiloh Aaron Oldrock attacked and decapitated the victim with an axe on October 10th and then burned his head in a wood stove before fleeing. A statement Thursday from the U.S. Attorney's Office for New Mexico says Oldrock is an enrolled member in the Navajo Nation who lived in Fargo. Federal officials didn't release the victim's full name, giving only his initials, BK. A lawyer representing Old Rock did not immediately respond to a request for comment. This is KUNM.